Valerie Buell.
Thanks. So, you know, I think anybody who's been a nurse for more than a year or two can kind of pinpoint a time in their career where they can recognize when a small decision or a small thing that was done has been super impactful. And so that's kind of what I want to tell my story about today. But one thing before I get into my story, I want you all to know about me is I love free shit. I love it. I don't care if it's a pen with your business name on it. I don't care if it's a plastic ruler that I'm never going to use or a t-shirt that doesn't fit. I don't care. I love free shit. That's the classy part of me. So knowing that, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. So I'm going to channel Sophia Petrillo, my favorite golden girl, and say, picture it. The emergency department at ANMC 2020 March. We didn't know anything about COVID, but we knew it was coming. So one of the ways that our hospital wanted to keep us safe was they provided us an extra layer of PPE, which was the worst scrubs the OR has rejected years ago. But we got to wear those over the top of our clothes as an extra layer of PPE. These are the worst scrubs in the world because the pants come up with a drawstring, and they don't, I don't care what body type you are, they do not stay up. So if you're running to a code, you've got one hand on your britches and the other hand pumping so you can go fast. Those are the pants. The tops have one pocket, and it's right here on the top. That's it. And that's what you work in all day long. So this day, I had my PPE on, and I picked up a shift overnight because we were short-staffed, and I was so excited. When I got to work, I had my favorite assignment. It was the trauma room. That's all the blood, guts, and glory that you get in the ER, and I was excited. It was such a great day. Earlier that day, I got a brand new iPhone 11, which is about the size of a laptop. So it's a great day. I got my new phone. I got my best assignment in the ER, and then to make it even better, shortly after my assignment started, my friend came up to me and said, "Hey Val, the Guardian has given us some free shit, and it's in the break room. Go get some." So I was thinking, like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go get some snacks, get my game on, ready for this shift." And so I ran back with one hand on my britches, ran back to the break room. And I dug through the pile of stuff. I moved aside the mouse pad that nobody ever uses. I maybe stole a couple pens out of there. But the coolest thing in that bucket was a pair of Guardian Flight scissors. Oh man, these are the best! And I was working in the trauma room, so I needed a pair of these scissors. A friend of mine once told me that you're not a good nurse unless you have scissors. So I was like ready to be a good nurse that day with my trauma scissors. Trauma scissors in the ER is as rare as a pillow in the ER. So, man, I was excited. Okay, so circle forward maybe 2 or 3 hours, middle of the night, and I heard security running through the ER. "Hey, Val, 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 we need your help. There's somebody in the car right out front. We can't get them out, and they're unresponsive. Okay, got my hand on my britches. Run out to the car, following my other friends who are on their way out with their hands on their britches, because those pants don't stay up. And I look, and there is a woman in a smart car. I am not a car enthusiast, but I can tell you that a smart car is about as wide as this and about as long as this. This is the whole car. It's like car/go-kart. So I get out there, and I've got two of my friends that are trying to pull this woman out of the go-kart / smart car, and I've got security on the other side pushing, trying to get her out. This woman probably has maybe 100 pounds on me. She's not slight in the smart car. Okay, let's do this. So I look at the woman, and she's gray. For the non-medical people in this room, people aren't supposed to be gray. I'm like, oh my God, this lady's not breathing. So I got security out. I crawl in the smart car. So I want to tell you a little bit about preface this conversation. I had my new iPhone that day, right? I only have one pocket. So all day long, I've been trading back and forth the scissors and the phone. So when I took care of patients, I had my scissors in the pocket ready to rapidly cut off bandages, rapidly cut off clothes or open my bag of chips, whatever I needed. And then when I didn't have a patient, I had my brand new laptop / iPhone 11. So since I was taking care of patients, I had my iPhone ready to go in my pocket, and I was switching them out. So let's fast forward back to the car. I'm leaning in the car because this woman is not breathing and she's gray. I do what we call a jaw thrust maneuver. It's where you take your fingers and you manually open the person's airway. So I lean across her, open up the airway, and then you hear the telltale like of her gurgling open. I got her airway open. As I'm leaning across, it's my hands that are keeping her alive because there's no other way to get air in, and there's no room for anybody else to shove in there to help hold her airway open, so I've got my hands holding it open. My phone falls out of that damn pocket that's right here onto the floor of the smart car, but I can't let go because I'm holding her airway open. So my friends help get her out eventually, put her on the gurney, take her inside to save her life. Ooh, okay, that's awesome. A security follows her in. They're gonna save her life. She's technically my patient because I was assigned the trauma room, but I needed to find my phone. It was a brand new phone and I refused to lose it. So I start searching, and I did something that you should never ever do to a stranger's car, is like stick your fingers in all the little crevices. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. But I didn't wanna lose my new phone. I couldn't find it. I searched and searched. And you know what? I got out and I was like, hey, bro, because the guy that drove her there is standing outside. I said, guy, I need you to call my phone. And this whole time, nobody is paying attention to this guy. Everybody's worried about the lady who's not breathing, shoved in a smart car. So I asked him to call my phone. And he looks at his phone like this. And then he starts wobbling a little bit. Uh-huh. And then when I told him to call my phone number, he was so confused because the area code is 605. And I told him three times, 605, and then he kept wanting to dial 907. Anyway, I got tired of watching him wiggle back and forth. I'm concerned about my phone. So I grabbed his phone, dialed my number, and called it. And I let it ring for just a second. And somebody picked up. And I was like, oh, damn it. I left it on the charge nurse desk. Okay. No problem, I got this. Handed him back his phone. It was my Guardian Flight brand new scissors that I'd lost. And after I knew what I was looking for, I found the scissors. They'd actually fallen into her purse. I found them right away. So yes, I got my scissors. But while I was calling my phone, you know, he was wobbling. I could tell something was a little off. So I looked at him and I said, bro, you're fucked up, aren't you? And he goes, no, I'm just really tired. I've been working all night. I'm just really tired. And I said, nuh-uh. And he said, yeah, I'm just really tired. And I said, hey, listen, we need to go in and help save your lady. Why don't you let me park your car? I've always wanted to drive one of these things. Just let me park it, and we'll go in together and take care of it. And he refused to let me drive his car. I honestly didn't have time to argue with him. I wanted to make sure that my friends inside aren't thinking that I just abandoned this patient. She technically was mine. So I needed to go save her life. So I said, fine, park it right there, because there was an open spot like 15 feet away from the front door. I said, you park it right there. I'm going to meet you inside. And he said, yeah, okay, fine. I walked in. And because I was concerned about him, I told the security guard, I said, hey, there is a smart car outside with a dude in it, and I think he's gonna die. And security was like, well, what does the car look like? I was like, it's the only go-kart in the parking lot. So I ran in to make sure that my patient was doing okay. By the time I got back to the trauma room, my friends had already given her Narcan, and she was waking up and really mad. And my friends from security came running around the corner again. I was like, damn it, what? And he said, hey, Val, you're right. That guy's out in the parking lot, and he's unresponsive. Go figure. So I grabbed my pants. I ran outside, out to the parking lot with security. And the windows to the smart car were tinted. And he had very, very black skin. So we had to, like, really get up close. Look, yep, that's him. Really look. Yeah, he's not breathing. Yeah, okay. So I opened the door. Thank gosh, it wasn't locked, so that was perfect. Open the door, he's unresponsive. Well, shit, I already know what to do. Open up his airway. And then I start to shift his shoulders out so I can help security pull him out. And the car lurches forward. he had passed out with his foot on the brake, and there was a new-looking-ish Toyota about 5 feet away, and I was like, no! So my fat ass jumps on his fat ass, and I don't know how this works. I don't get the physics behind it. I'm assuming this was something like when moms can lift up the car off a baby, but I crawled in to this car that's lurching forward. I like curled my head up around the dash and the steering wheel, something like this. And I got my foot on the brake, jammed it into park, took the keys out, handed it to security. We got him inside. Whew. Yeah. It was such an amazing story. Because when you look back and think about it, had I had my phone in my pocket, I wouldn't have even noticed that guy, like the rest of my friends who all responded to this vehicle outside. Nobody would have seen him. That night was very, very dark. The windows to his car were tinted. I couldn't even tell he was in there until I got up really close to the window. So my story is, the Guardian flight scissors that I had in my pocket actually saved his life today, that day. I still have the scissors. Yeah! I still have the scissors. They've since retired patient care, but I do use them to steal clippings of plants throughout the hospital. But that's my story about how Guardian flight scissors saved a man's life.